First, though, let's get to the latest on the fighting on the ground. The areas in red on this map show exactly where Russian forces are currently occupying Ukrainian territory. Now, the Kremlin's troops now spreading their effort across the country, moving further into the western regions. And News Nation correspondent Robert Sherman joins us live from Lviv. So, Robert, talk about the strategy here.
Well, Nicole, what we've seen and what we've been reporting for the past couple of days is that there seems to be this distinct line between East Ukraine and West Ukraine. Let's start with East Ukraine for a moment. You have cities such as Kyiv and Kharkiv, which are two cities that have been bearing the brunt of attacks. Also in South Ukraine, you have cities such as Mariupol, which have been hit pretty hard as of late. But now you're starting to see the lines blur between those cities and out west. So one city that I want to give you an example of is Dnipro. This is more of a centralized city, kind of in between Kyiv somewhere in between Kyiv and Mariupol. But this is a city that was hit early this morning. Bombs went off there. It's worth noting that in the city of Dnipro, this is a city that we have seen people flee from, flee to from some of these more war-torn areas, such as Kyiv, Kharkiv, and Mariupol. Another city I want you to keep in mind is Ivano-Frankivsk. And remember, this is a city that we were in last week, and there were 8 or 9 instances in which our team actually had to drop what we were doing and flee to bomb shelters because the air raid sirens started going off. When we were there, we did not witness any explosions. We were not, we were not beholden to any incidents such as that. Early this morning, the airport was hit in Ivano-Frankivsk, and this is a city that is well removed over in southwest Ukraine. Another city that was hit was Lutsk, and once again, it's the same story. The airport is the one that was hit. So when we're not looking at cities that have been hit in the east and the south, the cities that are not in those territories, for the most part, it's airports that we're seeing a lot of the Russian military go after. Where we are right now is Lviv. This is really the largest metropolitan area in western Ukraine. So far, things have been pretty quiet out here. But what I will tell you is that there is this tension in the air. And there are a lot of people here who feel as though that it's not a matter of if, but when this area ends up getting attacked. Nicole?
We, of course, want you to continue to stay safe. Robert, thank you for your reporting. We'll check back with you.